Wisconsin's law would impose a $10,000 fine on any employer or government agency that forces a worker to be implanted with a radio frequency identification chip, or RFID. Ohio, along with Texas, South Dakota, and Rhode Island, have introduced similar bills with smaller fines aimed at preventing this technology from being used as a big brother to intrude on people's privacy.
This is way beyond big brother. This is big brother, big uncle, big daddy, big sister, big cousin, all wrapped into one, potentially.
That's the author of the Wisconsin law, Democrat Marlon Schneider of Wisconsin Rapids. He says he's glad to see more states following Wisconsin's lead.
Because I'm fearful that otherwise the Congress will get some heat from these companies that produce this technology, and particularly from the Pentagon, to use the technology in our troops, and that we will have a way to stop it before it ever gets going.
The chip makers tout them as most useful for storing medical information, but some employers have started using them to control workers' access to secure areas. The author of the Ohio bill, State Senator Bob Schuller, says he's worried employers will start using the implanted chips to track employees when they're not on the job to find out what they're doing in their free time.
Because there are other very sophisticated mechanisms now, like reading eyes and or thumbprints without being something that could go beyond work, like this implantation.
But Kevin McLaughlin, CEO of the Florida-based VeriChip, says the chip doesn't send out a signal itself. It must be read by a scanner.
As you get up to a scanner, and you have to get very, very close to the scanner within 2 to 3 inches, the scanner sends out a signal which wakes up the chip, and then that chip identifies you. It's not a tracking device. It's not a location device. It's strictly identification.
McLaughlin says laws like Ohio's and Wisconsin's are based on a misconception of how the technology works. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.